9:30 agenda item, meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have several. First action item is consider a resolution adopting changes to the job title, job description, and wage grade for one position in Development Services Department. Morning, Marty.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. In working with the DSD department during budget conversations, we became aware of a position within side of DSD that was created under the previous director, the engineering supervisor. This engineering supervisor role, the original intent was to have this role actually supervise engineer coordinators and people that would sit underneath an engineering subdivision inside of the DSD department. Bring that forward to today. The PCN that we had established for an engineering coordinator has since been moved to an associate planner. So there is no supervisory responsibility of this role. There is no intent to have any supervisory responsibilities for this role. Hence, we're coming to you today to request a change in title. This change in title will reduce the grade from a grade 17 to a grade 15. So no fiscal impact will happen. The current employee with this title, she is paid within grade 15 today, so there is no change in this employee's pay. But we are requesting a specific change from engineering supervisor to principal engineer with also that change in grade.
Okay.
Chairman, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think we were all here when that desire to have engineering services more during a boom and needing help with reviewing plans, all of that. So this makes sense. And as far as I know, this engineer is doing a fine job, and I'm glad there's no impact to that person with his change. So I'm in favor of this, signing this resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution adopting changes to the job title, job description, and wage grade for one position in Development Services as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Second action item is to consider independent contractor agreements with interpreter services with four individuals. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get into this, I don't know if the people listening ever have the opportunity to sit in on trials where there are different languages present, but our interpreters are fantastic and do just quite a service. And it's for this commissioner, it's quite something to see independently. I'm a one language capable individual, and so I'm at awe at how they do that. Sometimes they even stop the proceedings to be sure that the words are correct in the interpretation, so I know that they're on it all the time. So that said, how did we come across these four individuals, and speak to that and your recommendations?
And thank you very much, Commissioner. We have excellent independent contractors. Their experience and work ethic is very impressive. So, you were present at one of our trials, and it was a very interesting one because now we're so diverse with Latin America, mm-hmm. and it was, from Cuba. So there were definitely those, differences and slang terminology, but, our interpreters were able to deal with everything. So thank you very much. We have these contracts. One is Bengali. We have Mongolian and then the Spanish interpreter. And it's amazing as to how many more different, languages we're coming up with. And thank goodness for Google, because I have to quickly go in and go, where do they speak this? But then look into, is there like just a certain region that we have to cover? But it works out. So these are the contracts we have today.
Okay. All right. Conversation?
Well, I was hoping that Grace would put the names on the record so that we didn't have to pronounce them, but
I'll leave that up to you, Commissioner.
Well, thank you for that. I think that we'll just state for the record that the names of these interpreters for foreign languages are clearly outlined on the agenda. I'm not going to try and pronounce them, but I am in favor, and I do appreciate, I like to say this every time, because Grace manages this department so well. She's very fiscally responsible. She does a very high percentage of the Spanish interpretations for the county, so she functions in a dual role, not only as a manager of the language line services and the language services, but as an interpreter herself, and brought to my attention several years ago how the county could operate more efficiently. And so the numbers just continue to stack up in terms of savings to the taxpayer. Thank you for that. I want to put that on record always, that you are very conscious and just a great service person for the citizens of Kenny County. So it is with that that I move we approve the independent contractor agreements for interpretive services with the four individuals as outlined.
A second.
Do we have three or do we?
I'm sorry, there's three on there, Chairman. You said four, so I followed your lead without counting.
Along with only being one language, I am math challenged from time to time.
So. We all have our gifts.
All right.
And commissioners, if I could also add to that, the team, you know, under the clerks and now my wonderful new supervisor, Matt Alicon, I really could not do it without their, you know, the teamwork that we have, their support for our department is just something. I know that this is why our department is doing so well and we're able to save so much money, is because under their leadership, under the clerk leadership, it's amazing all the support that we get from them.
Yeah, and Chairman, kudos to Matt. You filled big shoes with our Jess going up to the clerk's position, but you've done a great job in the presentation of data and your organizational skills and the professionalism that you bring to your seat. Thank you for the contribution that you make as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, and I still second.
You still second. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Have a great day. Okay. Next item is action item to consider resolution granting transfer alcoholic beverage license to LA Villa Family Restaurant, LLC. And it's a transfer.
Mr. Chairman, it appears that there has been a change in ownership and the business name has changed as well, but the location is not and the services provided have not, so I would be in favor.
All right. Is that a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution granting a transfer and alcoholic beverage license to La Villa Family Restaurant, LLC, doing business as La Villa Restaurant.
All right. I'd second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So the fourth action item listed on the agenda is consider settlement and release of claims with Hummel. Zach, you want to introduce this?
Thank you, Chairman. The county initiated a claim or a dispute with Hummel Architects over some interior design elements in the Sheriff's Administration Building, which is nearing completion. There were some design elements that were, I think, submitted to the county in writing, approved in writing, but didn't maybe match the oral representations that were made by Hummel. So some corrections were made, and Director Britton can tell you more about what he'd done to change and get the design elements back to the way that were intended by the county. But we initiated this dispute with Hummel Architects, and they've provided this way to resolve it. So it's in the form of a release of claims. It is specific to this incident. It's not a general release of claims for the entire project. It's just for this one dispute. And the resolution is we're going to release our claim, and they will donate. It's their terms, but they'll make a $15,000 payment to the county as a to make the county whole or to make good for the error, which they again don't acknowledge in the release. Just you know they're just acknowledging the payment that there was a dispute. Not taking any rights or wrongs or taking any sides, admitting any guilt.
Okay. Discussion or a motion?
And Chairman, thank you, Zach, for outlining what that looks like. I appreciate the work that you've done, and Rick Britton has been instrumental in working with Hummel just head to head, as well as Desiree, our project manager, and cost containment. So this is a token gesture to help mitigate some of those items. And I'll say I'm in favor. It's the best we can do at this point. And so I'm not here to look a gift horse in the mouth. And there's always a learning curve with these projects. We had one with the center and any project that we have. So with that, Chairman, I move that the board signs the statement, or I'm sorry, the settlement and release of claims with Hummel Architects as presented.
I'd like to say thank you to Zach and thank you for Rick for doing this. This is kind of a loss leader, and it's like at least making an acknowledgement that there was an issue. And thank you for your work in that.
Yes.
I'd second your motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. Is there any other items that the legal needs to bring in public record? I know there's several executive session issues.
Just a couple things in the public record. One is that we've begun a new process with the having met with the commissioner's clerk and staff. You'll kind of see a document there today that outlines some of the topics for executive session today. It's just a form that allows this board, either you can reach out to us directly, or we'll reach out to your staff, or your staff can, you can reach out to them and they'll send it to us, but it allows sharing of documents, sharing of ideas. If there's a request for an executive session, then we'll get those, and those are going to be started to be put on the board pursuant to kind of a process that we've, that our office has worked with your staff. We'll see how it works and tinker around with it and see what we need to fix. But it's just kind of a process to identify issues that need to be addressed in executive session, and providing the grounds and then the topics for those as well. That's one of the issues. Thursday, under executive session, we'll be presenting the litigation update. Since there are a couple things happening this week, I wanted to kind of give you more of a complete update as to where we are in the litigation. That'll obviously be an executive session since it involves not just upcoming litigation but currently pending and processing litigation. So hopefully the reason I'm requesting this is because it's nice to have all members of the board present during those. So if somebody's going to be gone, I can change the date, but
right,
otherwise we'll have somebody here. So I think that's all I've got. We're just public.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Ricky, remind me, is yours for executive, or are we talking about yours in open?
I tried to get with Wesley yesterday just to find out. I just wanted to kind of discuss the Latino market with the board, the final decision. Yes, so I don't know if that's on record.
I think there's probably issues, risk management issues that would be appropriate to discuss under F.
Okay, Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D for records exempt, F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation, and the subject matter is county zoning ordinance, possible litigation, county property use litigation, lawful use, and protection litigation, and that should cover the issue that Director Britton has as well.
Yeah, I think
that's what that
is. I think so. I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.